Tampa Bay. Welcome to another edition of FYI with Big Ed. I am your host, Big Ed, of course. That's just the way it works out. And the holidays, they are really in full swing and on the back burner. I mean, they're in high gear right now. And a lot of holiday cheer is being spread around, and so is a lot of cash. So I thought we might bring in this, a little help here with your finances, and we're going to bring in Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry to talk a little bit about Pioneer Services Holiday Spending Planner. Chief, welcome.
Big Ed, good to be here.
It's good to have you here, and first and foremost, let me take this time to thank you for your service, and you are much appreciated in this great nation.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
Now, Chief, like I said in the opening, there is a lot of cash being spread around today. There's something out there called the Holiday Spending Planner. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Holiday Spending Planner, that actually holidayspendingplanner.org is a tool that Pioneer Services has put out on the Internet for a few years now, and it's intended to really help military families, but it's applicable to any family, really, but to help military families be able to manage the debt that sometimes goes along with the holiday season. So it's a pretty comprehensive tool. A family can get in there, they can put in, how much they want to spend, they can develop their wish list. It has the ability, you can print off your list, take them into the store with you. It even has a credit card calculator. If you're going to put, something on credit, you can actually sit down and figure out how much it's going to cost you long term. We don't want to be paying for Christmas of 2014 when Christmas 2015 rolls around. So this tool is really, like I said, it's a comprehensive tool. It kind of helps you defend your money, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to help people develop that attitude, especially military families, of defending your money. It's your money. You earned it. Be careful how you spend it. And as you mentioned, Ed, it's the holiday season, and we just tend to overspend. So the holidayspendingplanner.org is something really to help military families, and like I said, any family, budget their money through the holiday season.
Chief, how long have you been offering this tool, and how long will it be available? Can we, in other words, can we only use it for the holidays, or can we use it, say, after the holidays for budgeting our plans?
Well, we've had it out there since before Thanksgiving. The site itself will come down sometime after the new year. But the idea, again, is that if you use the tool and it shows you how to do these things, these are habits that you can carry into the new year and be more successful financially in 2015.
Now, Chief, how much does it cost to register, and what personal information does it take to sign on?
Absolutely great question. The site is absolutely free.
Wow.
And it saves no personal information. So when you go in there and you're entering, your budget numbers and your wish list and what you want to buy and for little Johnny and little Susie, the site keeps none of that information. So there's no follow-up calls saying, hey, I see you budgeted this much for the holidays. None of that information is kept.
We're talking with Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry. He's got a holiday spending planner .org. It is a website that helps you with your holiday spending situations, and it also goes beyond the holidays. Chief, now you authored a blog about making the most of your holiday dollars in 2014. What kind of tips can you share about today?
Well, the first one, and I kind of alluded to it earlier, the first thing I would tell everybody is, the money you earn, that's your hard-earned money. Don't give it away easily. Develop an attitude of defending your money. And before you spend your hard-earned money, make sure that it's something that you really, truly, need. Everybody out there is trying to get your money, especially over the holidays. So what is it that you really want to buy for the holidays? Again, make that list. Know exactly what you're going to buy. Use cash whenever possible. It's so easy to pull out the plastic and swipe a card and then be paying on it for months and months and months, even though you intended to pay it off quickly. So, try to use cash whenever possible. when you're exchanging gifts among family, make something. Have your kids make something rather than buying something. Go in together with other family members to buy a special gift for someone that keeps everybody's costs, you know, down. Again, I think it number one, it comes down to understanding that's your hard-earned money. Don't give it away easily. Be smart with what you do.
Now, Chief, you're talking about a great tool that can help somebody like an average Joe like me, but can you talk about how this planner can specifically assist, say, military families and how it might do that?
Well, the Pioneer Services recently partnered with the National Foundation for Credit Counseling to do a survey with military families to tell us a little bit about how they were feeling regarding their finances. And what we found was that 28% of military families don't feel as financially secure now as they did 12 months ago. 3 out of 4 have real worries about their financial situation. And so the hope for the, you know, the holidayspendingplanner.org tool is that not only is it going to be a great tool for these families to use over the holidays to reduce their spending, but it's going to get them into the habit of having a plan, of having a budget, something they can carry forward into next year. You know, I think we all know if you serve in the military, especially in the enlisted ranks, you know, you're not going to get rich doing it, but you know, you do have a steady paycheck. You do have the opportunity over time with a budget to be able to build a solid financial foundation. You know, the military lifestyle is very unique. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of deployments, a lot of separations. You move frequently. All of those things, you know, cost money. And so the idea of building healthy financial habits is extremely important for our military families, and I think that's what this tool helps them to start to do. I mean, the importance of having a budget cannot be, you know, overemphasized. I mean, it's that important, and this is especially this time of year, and so that's where that tool kind of comes in and starts to help them.
And that's a great tool for people in the military. I was wondering, can we use this tool, other people outside the military? And specifically, I'm going to ad lib here. My wife has already started shopping. Is it too late for her to use this?
Well, first of all, no, it's absolutely not too late. Anybody can use it. I mean, Pioneer Services built it with the military family in mind, but there's nothing in it that is so specific to the military that a civilian family couldn't use it. And in fact, I encourage anybody who's out there listening to go out and use it. Your holidays will be much happier if you have money left over at the end of the year instead of debt for next year.
Once again, we're talking with Chief Retired Master Sergeant Alan Usry with Pioneer Services Holiday Spending Planner. Chief, what are some of the financial challenges facing military families right now?
You know, it's interesting you ask the question, because with the pace of deployments that we've had, and I don't think a lot of people realize this when you talk about having wars on two fronts, that the military has actually been engaged in combat operations for well over 20 years.
Right.
And so that constant deployment rate creates financial challenges, and I can speak to my own family on this. My son-in-law was scheduled to deploy. They prepared for that deployment. They put their stuff into storage. My daughter went to live with a family member. They were counting on the money that would come from that deployment, and then the deployment got canceled. They had already incurred debt based against what they were planning to make while he was deployed. Mm. There's a cost of moving. There's a cost of child care. There's all these associated costs that, you know, you can plan for, but you never know when they're going to kick in. You never know when you're going to need that extra money. And so it is. It's kind of the unknown financial things that jump out there with all of us. I mean, that happens to all of us, whether you're in the military or not. But they seem to happen with a greater frequency when you're talking about a military member.
Now, Chief, you recently conducted a survey with the National Foundation of Credit Counselors that found many members of the military have financial worries. How will this impact their holiday spending this year?
From what the survey said, it really gives you an idea that the military members are a little bit concerned with their future in the military, with the cutbacks that have been seen and the tightening mm-hmm. of the budget strings that I think you may see that a lot more military families kind of hold back on what they're spending this year because there is a level of uncertainty as we roll into 2015, 2016, and the talk of the budget cuts and those kind of things.
Well, Chief, it's right around the corner. What do you think is the most important thing we can do to better budget and plan for 2015?
Well, I think you said it right there, Ed. It's to budget and plan. Don't go out shopping for the holidays without knowing what you're intending to buy, without having a plan for what you're going to buy and how you're going to pay it off. Again, I would advise anybody buying for the holidays to, if you're going to spend money, spend cash first. That'll save you the most money in the long run.
I love that part because my wife always goes out with $100 and then she brags about the dollar she comes home with.
Go out with a list. Go out with cash. Don't bring back anything that wasn't on the list and try not to come back with credit card debt.
Right. All right, Chief, tell us about yourself and Pioneer Services and where can we find you online?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself first. I spent 30 years in the military. I actually started out in the Marine Corps and retired from the Air Force. Out of that 30 years, I probably had 24 years that were in leadership positions. I mentioned that because, I mean, honestly, for a quarter of a century, what I saw was most of the problems that military service members had were somehow related to financial situations and relationship problems, and a lot of times the financial the issues were underlying to the relationship problems. So it's something that I became very passionate about, and now I am a consultant for Pioneer Services. Pioneer Services is the military division of Mid-Country Bank, and I mention that because they are a bank, and they provide their customers with the financial security of being federally regulated. They've been in business for over 25 years. They provide products specifically designed for military members, including financial education products that military families can have access to. Pioneer's educational offerings are award-winning, nationally recognized. They're all accessible as well through that holidayspendingplanner.org website. And just a really good company to work for. They take great pride in the fact that they deal with service members and they treat them fairly and try to give them a great option to go to when in some cases they might not have other options. So just a great company to be associated with.
Once again, we have been talking with retired Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry about Pioneer Services and Holiday Spending Planner, and he's given us some great tips to save some money. Chief, once again, I want to thank you for your service, for this all you've done for this great country, and thank you for your knowledge and giving us and helping us save some money here. And thanks for being on FYI with Big Ed this afternoon.
Thanks, Big Ed. Most appreciated.
Thanks again, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back with more right after this.